so nice to see so many people here this morning on a snowy, sunny day. My name is Emily Walser. I'm a member of White Memorial. Thank you so much for the opportunity to talk with you for a few minutes this morning about my experiences with Step Up Ministries. As I was reflecting on today's scripture, I kept coming back to a song that I heard in my childhood, and it just, I don't know why, it just resonated, but about how all of our bones are connected. Our ankle bone is connected to our leg bone. Our leg bone is connected to our knee bone. What I didn't realize until I looked up more about this particular song is that in the title is called Dim Bones or Dry Bones. It was written about 100 years ago and was inspired by a passage from Ezekiel, chapter 37, verses 1 through 14. The author, James Weldon Johnson, was a civil rights activist who was part of the Harlem Renaissance. He and his brother penned this song, and James Weldon Johnson also wrote the lyrics to another song with which many of us are familiar, Lift Every Voice and Sing. These sorts of seemingly random connections are exactly what makes Step Up Ministry so powerful and so impactful. As a co-partner, I've had the opportunity to meet some of the most inspiring and interesting people and share a few steps with them in our collective journey through life. We have learned from each other and are better people as a result. Prior to being paired together, neither my participant nor I know much about each other at all. We're strangers. Yet through the community that is Step Up, with our wise case managers, the ability to come together and break bread, and more recently to come together using technology face-to-face, we find that we have more in common than you might ever have thought at first. That is the power of community, which by definition is a group of people with something in common. As someone who works in the world of design, for me, this community or set of connections can also be a series of interconnected circles or rings. So much like the Olympics, which are around the corner, symbolize the coming together of athletes from around the world, they don't necessarily know each other, but their common bond is sport. Connections are linked to what we have in common with one another. It might be a hobby such as tennis, travel, knitting, reading, singing. The list of potential commonalities is endless. Why does this matter? What are the benefits of creating new connections or circles? We often hear that it is who we know, not what we know, that helps us to succeed in life. So for any of us, truly any of us that are interested in improving our situation, these circles or networks are invaluable. A variety of networks or connections from which to draw when the occasion or the need arises could provide that spark or aha moment or just the right resource exactly when it's needed. In these circles or networks that help us to continue to learn more about the world, ourselves, and to expand our minds and hearts. Being a co-partner with Step Up Ministry has added one more circle or network to my world. This circle is comprised of participants, fellow co-partners, case managers, and has brought much joy, empathy, and understanding and opportunity. We are all connected, just as our knee bone is connected to our thigh bone, and recognizing or being open to these connections is the key. Perhaps we will spark a new connection for you today specific to Step Up Ministry. Please consider learning more about us and becoming a co-partner or supporting Step Up in one of many other ways if you are able or interested. Thank you so much for the opportunity to speak to you today.
Good morning. My name is Facial Archer, and it is a pleasure for me to be standing here before you all today. And it's because of Step Up Ministry and the empowerment of the Holy Spirit that led me here. So thank you to all of the co-partners, to the, I'm a little nervous, okay? To the volunteers, to the staff, and everybody that has made it possible. You see, I thought my life was a curse, and I believed it up until about 5 years ago. Being raised, molested from the age of 5 to 13, looking for a love relationship and cankerous relationships, could never find a good father figure, from being thrown in prison to crack cocaine and alcohol. And when I finally did thought that I found love, he was a drug dealer, and it was a form of control over me. And he died in 2016. It's when I hit rock bottom. I didn't know what to do. I only had a GED, didn't have much work experience, no more than cleaning and cooking. I always could do hair. I'm good at doing hair. I am. And cooking. But I didn't have any more experience than that. And so the Holy Spirit prompted me again. Let's clean you up. Let's get you some help. And so I went to the Healing Transition, and I stayed there 18 months. And there I dealt with my addiction. But while there, I realized that the addiction wasn't really the problem. Facial was the problem. So when I finished the program, I was so afraid. I didn't want to go back to what was familiar to me. Again, I hit my knees. Lord, don't let me go back there. Please don't let me go back there. And I was prompt to come to an employment workshop here at Step Up Ministries. And when I got here, I came in as a jokester. I didn't take anything serious. You know why? Because I didn't understand anything. Everything was foreign, and everybody else knew more than me. And so I made jokes. But then Mr. Dennis started working with me. I guess he had some compassion on me. And he said, we're going to take a little time with this one. And he helped me. They helped me build a resume, dress for success, how to carry myself as a lady. And I loved it so much that people was in there just like me, that I wasn't alone. Why did I ever thought that I was the only person who went through the things that I went through? Tunnel vision. Never knew anything else outside of that world that I lived in. I was going to die in that world and well prepared to do so. So I went on to the Life Skills Program. They started teaching me about integrity, about loyalty, golden rules. Treat people how you want to be treated. Treat people the way they want to be treated. Well, ain't nobody treat me nice. But that's not what it's about. And so I learned how to budget, how to rent, to prepare to rent, you know, to move into your own place. We began to rent, and it took me a long time to get the budgeting thing. A long time. And I used to call, what was his name? Yes. I used to call him on his personal time. But he helped me. He did. And when I finished that program, I went on to the alumni program. And I stand before you today, a member of the International Toastmasters Club. I have given over 15 to 20 speeches. I now have a job. I do hair professionally. I applied for a job and did not have a dirty urine. My criminal background had been totally erased. These are the things that hindered me from ever getting a job or even wanting to apply for one because I didn't think I was worthy enough. I owe that thanks to Step Up Ministry. First to the Father, who prompted me from the very beginning. I was raised in the church, but my faith was weak. I didn't quite understand the things that I was taught, but now I do. Now it's time for me to be a service to my community. And thank you, Step Up Ministry. Thank you for what you are doing in our community, because it's desperately needed, especially at the time when God has shifted the atmosphere. It has been a shift. Thank you for listening. Have a great day.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Pamela Walker. I want to start by sharing a real quick story with you all. When I was about 7 or 8, I watched my older brother ride his bike into the yard, jump off, and run into the house. I immediately jumped on the bike and began to ride out the yard. To my surprise, the whole handlebar became disconnected from the rest of the bike. Broken, but not looking broke. In pieces. From the age of 5 until about 16, I was bullied in school. How many of you know that every bad comment, every insult, and every act of violence was shattering me to pieces? But if you was to ask me how was my childhood, I would tell you it was great, because I truly did not understand the damage that bullying was doing to me. Broken, but not looking broke. Into pieces. My father was that glue that held all the pieces together. And when he passed, I found myself homeless, on drugs, and very empty. Little did I know, before he passed, he gave my son a charge to take care of his mother. And so grateful that my son took that charge seriously, because it was he who introduced me to the healing transition, where true healing in my life began. And it was also where I met a very good friend, something that I had been needing for a very long time in my life. I began my journey at Step Up Ministry at a time when the world was closing down. For me, I was coming to life. They began introducing things to me like budgeting, SMART goals, values. All of these things was just what I needed to help put the pieces of me back together. You see, somewhere I learned how to fit in. Church life, family life, the overachievers, the underachievers, the geeks. It was like I was an actress playing a role in my own life. But today I stand here whole, finally understanding my core value, which is God. And thanks to Step Up Ministry, I have started my own outreach ministry. I am a certified peer support specialist and a recovery coach. I work a job I absolutely enjoy going to. So you see, for me, Step Up Ministry is more than just a life skills program. It was a total mind, body, and spiritual transformation for me. Because of Step Up Ministry, I am also still a part of the alumni program. And I am also a part of the Toastmaster Speakers Club. I stand here totally grateful for Step Up Ministry, for continuing to give me the love and support that I need to continue my journey in this thing called life. So to all the volunteers and everybody that has a hand in making Step Up Ministry what it is today, I say thank you from the bottom of my heart. I thank you. And this is just the beginning of my journey. Thank you for allowing me to share.
Thank you, ladies. Good morning. Good morning. You all would bear with me. I'm a bit saddened today. My Green Bay Packers won't be moving on in the NFL playoffs, so maybe a little tricky up here for me. Greetings to each and every one of you in attendance on this Another Step Up Sunday. I count it an honor and privilege to share this space with you. I'm James Adam Ivey Jr. I'm a former Step Up Ministry participant, alumni, and current board member. Step Up Ministry, with their value statement, "We believe lives are transformed through God's love and grace," have proved pivotal in the positive progression of my very existence. For that, I'm forever grateful and vow to impact in the most genuine and positive way every individual I encounter. Let's talk about connections. Upon researching the definition of the word connection, I gravitated toward this particular characterization. People with whom one has social or professional contact, or to whom one is related, especially those with influence and able to offer one help. From the overall scripture passage in the book of Corinthians, chapter 12, verses 12 through 26, I've extracted the lattermost verse, 26. It reads, "If one member suffers, all suffer together. If one member is honored, all rejoice together." My father, rest his soul, would often speak of touching lives. Although a powerful and dedicated Baptist preacher and pastor, he spoke regularly of the reality that he may never serve at the helm of a megachurch or have a worldwide ministry, or even, as our bellies at times were empty and unsure of the arrival of the next meal, make enough of a living preaching the gospel to provide for his family. However, I thank God daily for my father's faith. He never worried. He had a blank check drawn on the bank of heaven, and God always provided. One other certainty my father professed was that despite earthly accolades and financial gain and material possessions, we are here to touch lives. One of humanity's grandest ideologies should be that of our connectivity. The strength of each individual in attendance here today should be directly tied to my own weakness. My strength should be directly connected to those weakest in attendance. We are designed to bear one another's burdens and be elated by the triumphs of our fellow men and women. Everyone present today are charged by your profession of faith in Jesus Christ to be consciously aware at all times of the spiritual, emotional, and physical state of the person next to you. If you are consistently in tune with your own heart and are genuine in your motives and values and morality according to the will of God for your life, it becomes impossible not to walk in compassion and empathy and ultimately love at all times. You will be able to discern to just what extent your connection should be upon each individual interaction with each individual life you touch daily: family, workplace, grocery store, church. It is our connectivity that should act as the driving force propelling us to be our better fathers, brothers, sisters, friends, and leaders. No one is more valuable than their human counterpart. As the passage in Corinthians states, no member of the body is more important or useful or more honorable than the next. We are connected, joined together, affixed for a greater purpose than our individual agendas. We are here to help each other. We are here to heal each other. We are many but one, connected by our love for God and self and mankind. Thank you. Godspeed to you all.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Emily. Thank you, Facial. Thank you, Pamela. And thank you, James. I'm Linda Nunley. I'm the executive director at Step Up Ministry. And I'm very happy to celebrate all that you have done here on this snowy morning and just welcome to our church. Since founded by White Memorial, Step Up Ministry has been honored to meet and work alongside people like Facial, Pamela, James, and with Emily. People that are committed to building safe and stable lives for themselves and their families. We are mighty blessed to be connected with each of you. Years ago, I wrote in the little side of my Bible next to Psalms 139, and I mean years ago, I wrote, God loves me, warts and all. We all have warts and all. God knows about them. He knows about them because he gave them to us, but he also gave us strength and passion. How delightful it must be for God to see us connect with one another, to soothe the warts with strength that comes from connecting with one another. As I thought about Paul and the church in Corinth and his messages that God has arranged each person to connect, and he has equipped us in different ways. And when we connect for some type of service, how very, very strong we can be. This is the beauty of Step Up Ministry. So many people with so many warts and so many strengths connecting to one another to do something very important. I'm so grateful for today's scripture. So happy to be reminded that God has given us special gifts to connect with one another. Just like Emily, who has volunteered with Step Up for many years, we are stronger because of your strength and wisdom and dim bones. To Facial, who realized she was a child of God, and that nugget has connected her to her future and her dreams and all that it can be. To Pamela, whose connection with her father and the dreams and the memories have pulled her through things that we cannot even imagine. We just admire you so much. And to James, who realized that his strength was his weakness and how we can all benefit from both. That's very powerful. Thank you, White Memorial, and glory be to God. As an ad on TV says, and actually a song my daughter sang as a child, the more we get together, 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 the more we get together, the happier we'll be. Peace and blessings to each and every one of you. Thank you.